Scano, Sego, Sigoli, Ani. I'm David Moses with your CKRZ 100.3 FM News. The Six Nations of the Grand River Economic Development Trust has announced that the community investment funds for 2023 have been allocated. Of the eight applicants received, the Board of Trustees approved three grassroots and two general applications for community investment. The projects approved for community investment in 2023 include grassroots recipients Two Row on the Grand, Seneca Longhouse, and Friends of Stump Hall. The general recipients include Six Nations Public Works for a water main extension on Cayuga Road between 3rd and 4th Line, as well as the Six Nations Language Commission. The five organizations will receive close to $2 million that will be invested into the collective benefit of Six Nations, and the majority of the funds of $1.6 million is going to the Public Works water main extension. In addition, the Six Nations of the Grand River Development Corporation is announcing that annual support for local schools will continue this year, but in a slightly different way. In the past, toy bingos hosted by the Six Nations Bingo Hall have been used to assist schools in fundraising for programming and student activities. However, due to COVID-19 impacts, these toy bingos have not been able to operate since 2020. In recognizing the impact on schools, the Six Nations of the Grand River Development Corporation Board of Directors are making a donation of $1,000 to each of the seven schools on Six Nations to be used for school activities. Therefore, Emily C. General, I.L. Thomas, Jameson, J.C. Hill, Oliver M. Smith, Gawanio, and the Everlasting School will each be receiving this financial contribution. For CKRZ-FM, I'm David Moses.